Hey folks, thank you for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. In addition to the new Cafe Insider podcast, we're sharing bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Let me ask you this question about decision-making, and you've been involved in policy and in running businesses. Is there something in particular that you do that's the first thing you try to do when you're in the process of making a hard decision?
Yes.
Glass of red wine, perhaps?
Well, I suspect that you're similar. And look, we don't know each other, but I've been an admirer of yours for quite a while. And it starts with listening and getting a bunch of smart people around the table and getting all the views out and being very, very skeptical and recognizing that these are decisions made in uncertainty and that there's no such thing as a perfect answer. And we're going to always get it. If we're lucky, we're going to get it 70% right and 30% wrong, and we'll adjust. So one of the things you have to do is to make people who are bringing you their recommendations feel safe. Feel safe in the sense that if they're bringing you bad news, you're not going to bite their head off. Safe in the sense that if they make a recommendation and you choose to do it, you own it. And safe in the sense that you want people to act, if you want people to act fast, and in a crisis, you need people to act fast, that if they make a mistake, you'd rather they made a mistake of doing something, failing and fixing it, than you do if they than making a mistake of failing to act because they were just uncertain and wouldn't go with their gut. And so if you tell people that you, if you hire the right people and you tell them, look, I trust you, and you know, these are the kinds of decisions you don't need to bring back to me. These are decisions you should just act on. And if you mess up, fix it. That's all. I'm out of the school of people who say, you know, there's no such thing as failure. Of course, there's such thing as failure. But there's a difference between setbacks and failure. And almost everything that looks like a failure can be turned into a setback if you just keep going. And if you have a team of people behind you. And then one more thing. If you get in trouble, you ask for help. So I find that if you put those rules out there with your team, they're going to perform the best they possibly can, and they're going to grow in the process.
Do you have a hero or a role model that you think about, you're guided by sometimes?
You know, in these times, and I mentioned him a little bit earlier, in these times, I actually think about someone like Churchill, who told the country and the world day in, day out, the truth. He gave them the strength to get through difficult times, and it was inspiring. So I would say, I'm sure that people listening to this will rightly point out a bunch of flaws in Churchill, and I'm not trying to own every element of Winston Churchill, but I think that type of leadership, that type of voice, and you know, it's something that you're starting to, or at least I believe we're starting to see in Andrew Cuomo, who's somebody who I haven't always been the biggest fan of, to be honest. I've had my challenges with him, but I think he's doing exactly the right thing and a nice job. I wouldn't necessarily put him into the hero category. And then I'm going to just have to give you the corny answer because it's true and I have to say it. If you're right now a doctor or a nurse working on a front line with great uncertainty and not great equipment, you're a goddamn hero. There is no question about it. And there's heroes we know and there's unsung heroes. And while it's a less interesting answer, to some degree, I'm blown away when I see and hear these stories of these people showing up in the ER every day, risking their own safety, trying to save people, trying to make good with what they have.
Amen to that. Do you have, while you're stuck at home, do you have a list of things that you're dying to watch and that you're going to force your boys to watch?
That's interesting. We're big basketball fans. And my boys are like the type of, they're 21 and 18, and they're the type of who know every game and every stat and every five-star high school athlete. And so not having a season on is really troubling. But last week I was on the Woj podcast. And if you don't know basketball, like that would be meaningless to you. And he's not even a player. But if you're like crazy for basketball, like my boys are, it's like I finally did something relevant.
That's great.
And, you know, I've been trying to help some of the sports teams, both around town and around the country, largely in the NBA, kind of process some of these things. So we've been sitting around, and I've said to these guys, look, when I do this call with you and your leadership team of XYZ sports team, can my boys sit and listen in? And I got to tell you, one of the GMs of the team, you know, we were at the end of the call and he said, I said, Cal, you've got some opinions, right? And so the GM, and my son has been a little bit in isolation here, has said to him, hey, what do you think of the upcoming draft? Would you mind writing up a draft big board scorecard for us with your opinions on it? So, you know, I think it's great. I mean, it was awesome. And I believe that my son will probably tell him things that they need to hear about the upcoming draft. And God willing, we'll have one soon enough. So we're finding distractions, I think, you know, as we can. Try not to watch things like Contagion. How about you? Are you watching anything?
You know, so we, that's very interesting you say that, because we actually perversely have put Contagion on our list of movies to watch. maybe that's bizarre.
Well, you know, I talked to the writer and director of Contagion 2 days ago, and last night the scientist who, Larry Brilliant, who's the guy who advised on it, who's the guy who cured smallpox. It's a trip talking to those guys right now. But no, I have not seen the movie.
So just to answer your question more directly, yesterday my 17-year-old son, when we talked about movies, said, Dad, we really, really have to watch The Godfathers, because we had decided long ago that we'd watch them together. I've seen them all a million times. So that is the plan for the weekend, The Godfather. I'm not sure we'll watch three, but we'll watch one and two. Three, you know.
Yeah, our problem is we've done The Godfather thing like 10 times already and really wishing we hadn't. By the way, speaking of The Godfather, have you seen that clip going around of the Italian mayors?
Yes, I have. That's fun to watch. That's better than any film these days.
It kind of is.
Andy Slavitt, you have been very informative, very generous with your time. So I'm going to let you go so you can get on the phone with the White House and tell them to get some more goddamn ventilators to New York.
I'll get on that.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Preet.
Thanks again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast on Tuesdays with me and Ann Milgram, and stay tuned every Thursday.